ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be a Masechta Erechin Daf Hei. And we're going to start with the Shiloh of Rabbah, Bo'i Rabbah, Dmei Reishi Legabi Mizbeach Mahu. Nidim B'chvoidei, Oy Ein Nidim B'chvoidei. And we're going to be makdim two basic akdamas in regards to Pshat. The etzem inyan of nidim b'chvoidai is learned out in the parsha of Erechin that if a person is marich, an aver of a person, then the Erechin is not chal b'chlal. But if he's marich an aver shanasham etliyibai, we learn out from the pasuk of nefashais that it is chal, and he's chayiv erech kulay. And the Gemara's mavur earlier on the Avdal Amud Beis that this klal applies to damim as well. Even though in regards to damim, even if a person says dmei aver alai, he's chayiv in the Shabbos of that Aver. But that would be just the Shabbos of that specific Aver. And we make a Shuma, what would be if that Aver would still be Muchtav L'Rabbi HaRishayin? The difference between the price of buying the entire Eved and in buying the Eved with that Aver being Muchtav L'Rabbi HaRishayin, that's the Shabbos of that specific Aver. And he's chayiv that amount of money to Hekdesh. The Chiddush of Nidim B'Chvoidei is that if he's Makdesh and Aver Shanasham Atliyabai, there we don't make the Shuma in that way. He's not Chayiv just specifically in that Aver, but rather he's Chayiv B'dmei Kulay. That's the first Akdama. The second Akdama is that in regards to Stam Eneder of Erechin and Damim, the halacha is that he's Chayiv to give the money to Bedek Abayis. And that's Mefurish in the Gemara later on the Chavdal Adam and Aleph, that learns out from a Pasuk Kodesh Lashem, Stam HaHekdeshais LeBedek Abayis. But that's only bistama. But what happens if a person specifically says that he's being eschayiv that the damim should go lemizbeach? Avada the chiyuv eschal lemizbeach. And so too in regards to erchin, like we'll see in the next shiloh of the Gemara, if a person is eschayiv in erchin and he says that the money should go lemizbeach, he's chayiv to give the amount of the erchin to the mizbeach. Add kind of two basic akdamas to Rabbah's shiloh. Now, frek Rabbah, what happens if a person says dmei reishi legabi mizbeach? Do you have a din of nidim b'chvoidei or not? Mitzad echad le'ashkechan b'damim de'enei nidim b'chvoidei. Aydoma le'ashkechan l'gabim mizbeach de'nidim b'chvoidei. Mitzad echad, the klal is that by damim, which is learned out from Erechin, that there's always a din of nidim b'chvoidei. Mitzad sheni, the original din of nidim b'chvoidei is found in regards to kachay b'etek abayis, because that's the din of stam Erechin. We never found that there's a din of nidim b'chvoidei even in regards to kachay mizbeach. And therefore, it shouldn't be a din of nidim b'chvoidei, and it should only be chayiv the damim of that specific aver. And the Gemara says, teiku. The Gemara earlier says that be'emes, once Rabbah sees the b'raisa, which the Gemara brought earlier on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis and Hey Amud Aleph, Rabbah comes out l'maisa, that there's no din of nidim b'chvoidei in regards to kachay mizbeach. Now, Taisus points out, but if you're maschal ba'i Rabbah, that you have to notice that Rabbah specifically asked this question in regards to Dmei Reishi L'Gabi Mizbeach. And on that he says, Le'achkechan L'Gabi Mizbeach, D'Nidim B'Chvaydai, that there should be no din of Nidim B'Chvaydai by Dmei Reishi, because it's L'Gabi Mizbeach. Now L'Chayre, the aside of that side of the Shaila is because the Makar of Nidim B'Chvaydai, which comes from Erechin, is talking about Kachi Bedek Abayis. Because like we said, Stam Erechin is Bedek Abayis. So M'Kayim B'Emes, the same Shaila should be by Erechin itself too. Erech and Gufa, we should have the same question. Do you say, if somebody says, Erech Reishi L'Gabi Mizbeach, do you say that it's Nidim B'Chvoidei because Haray there's a din of Nidim B'Chvoidei in regards to Erechin? Or do we say that no, Haray Stam Erechin is L'Bedek Abayis, and maybe the din of Nidim B'Chvoidei is only by Bedek Abayis and not by Mizbeach? The fact that Rabbah asked the question specifically by Damim and not L'Gabi Erechin is Tzarech Bir. Harei Adarabah, the Iker Makar of Nidim B'Chvoidei by Damim is from Erechin, and it's specifically because the Makar is from Erechin that Rabbah is mitzadah to say that it's only by Bedek Abayis because Stam Erechin is the Bedek Abayis. So Imkain, it's Tzarech Bir, why Be'emes Rabbah skipped the case of Erech Reishi, which would be L'chaira, the main Shaila, and went straight to Dmei Reishi. Now Taisus, when he asked this question, he points out that in the next Shaila of the Gemara, of Bai Rava, there the Shaila is posed by Erechin. What's the next Shaila? Bai Rava, Erech yelei legabim mizbeach mahu. Nidin b'hesag yad, oy eina nidin b'hesag yad. The din of hesag yad, which is halacha dafka specifically by Erechin, and not by damim, is that apply also to Erechin legabim mizbeach, or only by Erechin of bedek abayis? Mitzad echad zok t'gemar le'ashkechan b'erechin de'ini nidin b'hesag yad. Every Erechin has a din of hesag yad. So too, even Erechin mizbeach should also have it. Aydomo le'ashkechan legabim mizbeach, the mifrik ele b'shavyei. That's our gersa in the Gemara, or the Shita Mekubetz's gersa is legashkechan legabim mizbeach nidain behesig yad. Al kapanim, because the makar of hesig yad is by Erechin, which is stamay to betek abayis, there's a tzad to the Gemara to say that only by betek abayis is there a din of hesig yad and not by kachay mizbeach. There, Rav asked the question by Erechin, tainet taisvis b'divir maschul ba'i Rabba, that Rabba as well in his earlier shaila of Nidin Bechvoidei should have also asked the question by Erechin. And Taisus remains with the Tzarechian. Now, Rab David Soloveitchik Shlita, in Chidushe Rabbeinu Meshulam David Halevi, on Hilchas Erechin, he points out that Be'emes, Taisus' question, Alpi Pashas, is not so schwer. The second Shailen regards to Hesed Yad, Avad has to be posed by Erechin, because there is only a din of Hesed Yad by Erechin, and not by Damim. But the first Shaila of Rabba, although it's true that the Makar of the Shaila is by Erechin, but being that the Shaila applies to Damim as well, because Damim was learnt out from Erechin, therefore Rabba says an extra chidush that I have this question not just by Erechin, also by Damim. That's the taina of Rav David. But Taisus HaKapanim, it seems, he holds that that's not an answer why Rabba should only ask the question by Damim. Rabba still should have asked the question also by Erechin. So to answer Taisus Kasha, we find two mahalchim in the Achrayim, which is be'emes a yisoid in the Iker Shaila of Nidin Bechvaydai and Hesag Yad. The two Achrayim are the Yisrei Na'ar, which is written by the Ar Gadol, the Minsker Gadol on Mishnayos, and the second one is the Biskarov, as brought down in the Chedushei Agriz on this Gemara. And we spoke about these two mahalchim in the previous shir to Daf Dalet, but Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. And we're going to talk about it more by Ariches over here on Daf Hei. And we'll start with a basic hakira, how to understand this Chiddush HaTorah of Nidin Bechvaydai. We see that a person is Mayrich, or is neither Damim of one Aver. That Aver Mitzad Atzmai, L'chayr, doesn't have the Shavius and shouldn't have the Erech of the entire person. Nevertheless, the Torah is Machayivim, Be'erech, and Dmei Kulay. Yesh Lachgar is the Pshat that the Torah says, that if you're Mayrich or you're Neida the Damim of an Aver Chashuv, which is Neshama Tliyabai, so it says if you're Makabal, the Erechin and the Damim of the entire person, that's one set. Aidoma, Avada, even after the Chiddush of Nidin Bechvaydai, the Etzem Kabbalas Erechin and Nidrei Damim is Mesuyim to the Aver itself. But rather the Torah is being Machadish to that Aver itself, its Erech and the Shuma of its Damim is Kefila Shir of Erech of Kulai and the Damim of Kulai. Machmas, it's Chashivas, because it's an Avish and a Shamat Liyavai. And the Chayre, there are two Neschayas in Rashi. One's a Rashi in Ar Masechta in Erechin Davdalad Mebeis, and the other one is a Rashi in Masechta B'Metziyad of Kufi Dalad. The Neschayas are different, and it's Mashma that there's two ways to understand Taka the Din of Nidin Bechvaydai. Rashi Be'yas, Dalad Mebeis, B'Div Yamaschal Nidin Bechvaydai, says V'Zel Lashaynai, Shenidain kulai achar aver echad shekvaydei talibai. Mashma, that it's a din to give the damim of the entire person, that it's nigrar after the fact that you're makabel the damim of the aver. Because you're makabel an aver which is a shamat libai, kulai is nidain acharav. And so too we can understand by Erechin, because you're makabel the erech of an aver shana shamat libai, that's machayevim that he should be nidain be'emes to give the erech of kulai. Nidain kulay achar ha'aver. That's the nusach of Rashi Be'as. However, the nusach of Rashi in Masechet Bamitzvah of Kufi Dalid, but if you're maschal nidain b'chvaydai, is as follows: ha'aver nidain l'fi kvaydai. The aver itself is nidain according to its own kavod. She'em an hashamat liyavai naisin d'mei kulay. Mashma from Rashi that this is a new way to look at the aver. The aver itself is nidain with its due respect. Because this is an Aver Shana Shama Tliyabai, its Erech and its Damim is Lefi Kulai. So Hayyitzeh, that you have two Neschayas and Rashi, how to understand the Pashat of the Taich of the words, Nidain Bechvaydai. Rashi Be'a says, Nidain, the Kulay is Nidain, Bechvaydai, Acher the Aver, that's Mechubit. And Rashi Mamatzia says, Nidain, the Aver itself, is Nidain Bechvaydai, according to its Kavayd, which is Ki'ilu Kulay. These are the Chayra, two ways to understand. Now, the Yisrein Ar and the Briskarov are both Mesiachas to these two ways to understand Pshat and Nidain Bechvaydai. They don't bring down the Rashis. And they're Mechalik, that there's one way to look at it in regards to Erechin, and there's another way to look at it in regards to Damim. And they say, Be'emes, two opposite ways of being Taila Zebezeb. And the basis of their difference of understanding, L'chayre, starts with how to understand the Ikradin that's brought down earlier on the Avdalad Amid Aleph, that the Gemara Darshins in regards to Erechin, Erech Kula Hinoisen V'lai Erech Evarim. That Be'emes is a din in regards to Erechin, that you have to make an Erech in Kulay. You can't make an Erech on Evarim. And the Gemara there says, Yachal Shani Maitzi Av Dover Shana Shamat Liyabai, Tamad Leimer Nefashis. The exception to this rule is that if he's makabel the Erech of an Evar Shana Shamat Liyabai, that is Chal. Now Yesh Lachkar, how to understand the Chasarin of Erech Kulay Minaisen Ve'ed Naisen Erech Evarim. One way to understand it is that it's a din on the Chevtza that you're being Marech. The chevtza that you're being marech has to be kulay and not just a part. And the other way to understand it is that it's a din in the chalais chiyuv of erechin. There could only be a chalais chiyuv to give the erech of kulay. There can't be a chalais chiyuv to give the erech of part of a person. And it seems that in these two ways, it's nechleklu, the Yisrein Ar and the Biskarov, how to understand the din. The Yisrein Ar understands that it's a din in the chalais chiyuv. There's only such a musik of a chalais chiyuv of erech kulay. There is no concept of a chalais chiyuv of erech of part of a person. So if a person is makabel erech evarim, because he's not makabel on himself a chiyuv of erech kulay, so nothing is chal. The Torah is being machadish, if a person is being makabel on himself the erech of an eivah shana shamat liyabai, what's chal taka is to give the erech of kulay. Therefore, it's not nismayit from the miyot of erech kulay hinaisen v'lay erech evarim. Because it's takachal chiyuv of erech kulay. And the Yisrael R understands that the pshat in this is, that although be'emes he was only makabel on himself, the erech of one specific aver, but because that aver is an aver shana shamat liyabai, and like Rashi in Masechet Bava Metzia says, the kvoide of that erech makes that we could dan, that the erech of that aver is be'emes the erech of kulay. So what's chal is a chalais chiyuv of giving erech kulay. So I might say that the Yisrein Ar understands that be'emes, when a person is marech a chevtza of a reish, for example, all that chal is the erechin of the reish. But the erech of the reish is the erech of kulay. Therefore, the chalais chi of be'emes is to give the erech of kulay, and that's why it's not bechalal the miut of erech kulay unaisen ve'ene naisen erech evarim. This is also meduyik dafka in the lashon of naisen, erech kulay hu naisen. It's a din in the chalais chiyuv of how much he actually gives. Whereas the Biskarov, it's mavur mitaych dvarav, as it's written in the Chedusha Agriz, and kidua, this was written ayidei Rabbi Yehina Minsker, the Machab Rabbi Yehina's Eilim. So we can lechayra assume that it was written in a meduyik tika oifen. He understands that the din of erech kulay naisen vein naisen erech evarim is that the chevtza, which is nerach, has to be kulay. There's no parsha of being marich part of a person. You have to be mischayev, the erech of kulay. Memeila bechrech, what the Torah is being machadish when it says that if a person is marich evish and hashamat liyabai, that the erech in his chal, must be that al yidei the fact that he's marich and evish and hashamat liyabai, he's neschayev emes in the erech of kulay, which is the mashmais of the Rashi in our mesechta, that it's nidon kulay achara ever. Everything gets schlepped after that Aver. Once you makabel the Erech of an Aver Shana Shamat Liyabai, Be'emes what I'm neschayiv in is to give the Erech of Kulay. That's the way the Briskarov understands it. So to say it in one word, Lefi, the Yisrein Ar, the Inyan of Nidan Bechvaydai by Erechin is that the Torah was kaitziv, that the Erech of that Aver is the same Erech of Kulay. Whereas according to Briskarov, if a person is makabel the Erechin of the Aver, what's chal on him is to give the erech of kulay. That's in regards to erechin. What about in regards to damim? So both the Yisra Na'ar and the Bris Grav both say that Damim is the opposite of whatever Erechin is. The Yisra Na'ar says, Lefi Didei, that Davka by Erechin, there the Torah can go ahead and give a kitzvah and say that the Erech of this specific Aver is more than what it is at face value. It has a din of Erech Kulei. But in regards to Damim, where there the Shuma is based on the Shuka Avadim, the Torah isn't Keveya what the Shuma is. So there by Achreach, the Torah is telling you that when a person is makabel to give the damim of an Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay, that he's Nischayiv be'emes to give the damim of the entire person. Now, although the Inyan of Nida Bechvayda by damim is learnt out from a Hekesh to Erechin, it's still possible that the Ikar Hagdara is different. This is what the Yisra Na'ar speaks out, that a Hekesh just tells you that the Seif Pasek, the Din Lamaise of giving Kulay, is Kayim by both. But not necessarily does the gedder of the din have to be identical. Therefore, we can say that by Erech and the Torah is being kaitziv, that the Erech of the Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay is the Erech of Kulay. Whereas by Damim, the Torah Bechreach is telling us something else. That when a person is makabel the Damim of such an Eivr, what's chal on him is to give the Damim of Kulay. And the Biskarav learns Punkt Vakert. That by Erechin, where there's a halacha, that a person could only be marich a cheftz of an entire person. So there the Torah is telling us that by being Mayrech and Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay, Be'emes, what's chal on him is a din of Erechin on Kulay. But that's only in regards to Erechin where there's such a halacha. But by Damim, where there's no halacha of Dmei Kulay, a person can be Makabel Damim of any chelik of a person. So there the Torah isn't telling you Stam a halacha that being Makabel Damim of a small part is Be'emes a Chiv of Damim on Kulay. There, if the Torah is telling you that there's halacha to give Dmei Kulay, be'achreich, the Torah is telling you halacha and hilchas tashlumen, that the tashlumen of this small part, being that it's an Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay, is tashlumei Kulay. And the Chayre, it's a din of the Shuma. The Torah is being kaveya that the proper Shuma on this Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay is the Shuma of Kulay. That's the Mahalach of the Briskarov. So I would say that Sai the Yisra Na'ar and Sai the Briskarov learn that although there's a hekesh from Damim to Erechin, nevertheless, the gedder of the din by Damim is different than the gedder of the din of Erechin. But by Emes, it's in an opposite way. Lefi the Yisra Na'ar, the Torah is telling you that the kitzvah of the Erech of that Aver is Kulay, whereas by Damim, the Torah is telling you that it's as if you use Makabel to make Kulay. And according to Bris Grov, it's Punk Fakert. By Erechin, the Torah is telling you that this has a din of an Erech Kulay, because there is such a halacha that it needs to be Erech Kulay. Whereas by Damim, the Torah is just telling you a din and how to be shum that specific Aver. Now, based on all this, we can now be Nigash to answer Tysus' question. Rabbi asked the question, Dmei Roshi Legabi Mizbeach, is there a din of Nidim Bechvaydai, or is there not a din of Nidim Bechvaydai? And Tysus asks, Tzarechion, why did Rabbi specifically ask the question, Legabi Dmei Roshi, and not Legabi Erech Roshi? Zok the Yisra Na'ar, according to his Mahalach, being that the halacha which is learned out by Erechin is that the Erech, the kitzvah for that Aver, is the Erech of Kulay. So obviously it makes no difference if he's being makabel to give it to Bedek Abayas or to give it to the Mizbeach. Hare the halachas of the kitzvah of how much money to give by Erechin, that's a vada identical, bein the gabi Bedek Abayas and bein the gabi Mizbeach. Just like in regards to the ages, for example, the etzem kvius, the kitzvah, as to how much a certain age has to give. There's no difference between Bedek Abayas and Mizbeach, because that's the ikar kitzvah of Erechin, which the Torah tells of Ek. So too, when the Torah tells of Ek, that the kitzvah for an Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay is Erech Kulay, that is its Erech. And it makes no difference where the money's going, if it's going to Bedek Abayas or to Mizbeach. Because it's just a gilui milsa ba'alma, that this is the Erech of that Aver. Whereas in regards to Damim, where there it's not a din, that is the Erech, and that is the Shavius, the Shuma of that Aver. But rather the Torah is being mechadash a new din, that a person who's makabel on himself, the Damim of an Aver Shana Shama Tliyibay, what's chal on him is a din to give the Damim of everything. There we can say, like the Gemara says, le'ashkechan dat halacha, only in the original Damim Lebedek Abayas. But by Damim, Lemizbeach, Mechateisa, that the Torah would tell us that even there also, being Mekabel, the Damim of an Eivr Shana Shama Tliyibay, is Be'emes, mechayivim to give the damim of kulay. That's the mahalach of the Yisrin Ha'ar. Now let's take this further. What about in regards to Rava's Shaila, in regards to Hesigyat? So l'chayre, there it's vader very different. Because Hesigyat isn't a halacha that the erech is mishtane between an asher and an ani. Avada, the kitzvah is the same. Just the Torah says a kula that an ani could give less. So there's a makam for Rava's Shaila that even in regards to erech in itself, maybe it's mishtane between kachim betek abayis and kachim mizbeach. The dafka in regards to betek abayis is there a din of hesigyat, but in regards to mizbeach, there isn't a din of hesigyat. We have to be ma'ir that l'chayra earlier in the shir to Dav Dalet, we mentioned Rashi in Parshas Bechukaisai, that he says that when the Torah says, v'hem idoi lefnei akayin, v'herich oisei akayin, in regards to the din of hesigyat, in regards to ani, it doesn't mean that the kayin is mamid, the marich, and he's marichim, how much money he could give, but rather it's a din of the nerach, that the Torah tells us to be mamid, the nerach, by an ani, and that the kayin should be marich, that the nerach is worth, al pi the amount of money that the marich could give. So the chayr, it's mashma that there is a din in being kaitziv how much the erech is. It's mevor that the Torah is telling us that if you want to be kaveya how much is the erech of a specific nerech, his erech is mitli toli in the hasagas yad of the marech. And if the marech could only give less money, so we're kaveya that the erech of the nerech is kafi the hasag yad. So in Cain, the chayr, there's a kasha lefi the Yisrana Ar, that who a din in regards to the din of hasag yad? Once we're saying that the din of Hesag Yad is a halacha, that is the erech of the nerach, how is there a makam to be machalik between Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach? Hare, both of them should have the same kitzvah of what the erechin is. Now there's a makam to be machalik between these two, to be machalik between the erech of an Evesh and Hashem Atliyabai and the erech of Hesag Yad. Tan l'chacham v'yechkam oid v'basi irak l'oirer. This is the mahalach of the Yisrin Ha'ar. The mahalach of the Biskarov is that Be'emes, you have to understand this, that we find that there's two kinds of erechin. There's erechin which is machayivim to give to Bedek Abayis, and erechin which is machayivim to give to Mizbeach. That's not a difference in the actual neder. It's just a difference in the tashlumen. The neder is a eschayvus of giving the erech. Who the tashlumen goes to, in that it's mischalik, it's possible to be kaveya that the Tashlumen goes to Bedek Abayis, and it's possible to be kaveya that the Tashlumen goes to Mizbeach. Memela, anytime we have a find a halacha that's in regards to the Iker Neder of Erechin, there it's impossible to be machalik between Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach. Only if it's a halacha in the Dinei HaTashlumen, then there's a makam to be machalik between the two. Memela, Zakta Biskarov, in regards to the Din of Nidam Bechvaidai, in regards to Erechin, there's a din in the neder of Erechin, like the Brisker of his Masber, that a person who's makabal in himself to give the Erech of an Erech and a Shamat Liyabai, what Tzchal is that he's chayiv to give the Erech of the entire person. That's a din in the neder. Memeila, there's no makam to be machalik between Mizbeach and Kachem Bedek Abayis. And by both of them, he's going to be chayiv bekulai. But only in regards to Nidrei Damim, where there the din of Nidam Bechvaydai, like the Brisker of says, is a din in the Tashlumen. The Iker Neder is a Neder of giving Dafka this Aver. The Halach of Nidam Bechvayde is that the Tashlumen, the Shuma of this Aver, is Kulay. Because it's a Din of the Tashlumen, there's a Makam to be Machalik between Kachem Bedek Abayis and Kachem Mizbeach. The Dafka in the Tashlumen of Bedek Abayis is where the Torah is Machadish, that he has to give a Shuma Skulay, and not in a Tashlumen to the Kachem Mizbeach. That's in regards to the Shail of Nidam Bechvayde. And in regards to the Shail of Hesig Yad, there it's a vada din in the Tashlumen, that if he's an ani, the Tashlumen is less. And even according to the Mahalach, which we spoke about, B'Shem Rashi and Chumash, that it's a din that we're marich the nerach, kefida sagas yodai of the marich, there also it's a din in Tashlumen. The Iker Neder is a din to give erech Pliny. The Torah just says that when we want to be kaveya, how much is the erech of Pliny? So if he's an ani, we could be marich the nerach, that his erech is according to the Asagas Yodei of the Marech, and Memela, the Tashlumen of Erekai is going to be given accordingly. But Avada, the Iker Neder, is not Mishtane between a Ani or an Asher, which is why, even in regards to Erechin, the Gemara has a Shaila, that maybe it could be Machalik between Erechin, the Bedek Abayis, and Erechin, the Mizbeach, the Davke, Erechin, the Bedek Abayis, this is the Din of Hesag Yad, But in Erech on the Mizbeach, there's no din of Hesig yet. Ad kan this Mori the Ge'inyan, the Mahalach of the Achrayim had a Miyash of Taisus Kasha, which is Be'emes, a Yisaitis the Ge'inyan, how to understand the Inyan of Nidim Bechvaidai and the Inyan of Hesig Yad, and which Be'emes also is Mititali, how to understand the Iker Klal Be'erchen of Erech Kulayhu Naisen, Ve'ena Naisen, Erech Evarim. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Hamarich Paches mi ben Chaydesh, Remeir Aymer Naisen Domov, Vachacham Aymerim Le Omar Klum. He used the Lashon Erechen in regards to a Paches mi ben Chaydesh, where Erechen isn't Chal. Rav Meir says, so it's Chal, a Neder of Domim. And the Chachamim say, nothing's Chal. And the Gemara's Masber, that the Yisrael of the Machlekes is, Rav Meir Savar Eina the Maitzi Dvar of the Vatala. A person doesn't talk Stam the Vatala. And he knows that a chalais of erechin can't be chal b'pachas b'ben chaydish. V'gomar v'omar l'shem dam. But v'rabbanan tzavri adam maitzi dvarav levatola. Now in this klal of Rameir of ein adam maitzi dvarav levatola, the pashtos mashmais of the Gemara is that he actually knows that ein erechin is b'pachas b'ben chaydish, and therefore when he said erechin, his kavana was really in regards to damim. Mashma, if let's say he be'emes did not know that ein erchen is pachas ben chaydish, that even according to Rameir, being that he wasn't mechaven for a chalais of damim, nothing would be chal. Nezoyes be'emes mevuar in Rashi later on Hayamid Beis, v'divri amaschol kamash malon, he says over there, le'amrino deta, elevada yoideya she'en hekdesh chal al gufa, ule damim mischaven. He didn't make a mistake, and his kavana be'emes was for damim. V'chum mevuar sham in the Gemara. However, Taisus over here with Divya Maschel Adi Medea says that the Lashon of Adi Medea is Lav Davka. Vafilu Eini Edea, Mikol Mokaim, Daitoi Al Pisha Tiknu Chachamim Haloshein. Which means to say that because the Klal is Eina the Mighty Dvar of Levatala, a person wants that a Chalais should be Chal with his words. So his Das is that in the event that it can't be Chal the way he said it, because he may be making a mistake and something can't be Chal as he said it, it should be Chal as the Rabbanon are Kaveh that it should be Chal. And because the Chachamim are misak in the Lashon, and they say that instead of it being a nether of Erechin, it should be a nether of Damim, so what's Chal is a nether of Damim. But it doesn't mean that he personally had that in mind. Just as Das is Kedas HaChachamim. That's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in our sugya. Now Taisus goes on to ask the Kasha, V'im Taimar, Ma'ishna mid'amr perek tam nishchat, ha'mischaven le'amr truma v'amr ma'iser, ma'iser v'amr truma le'amr klum. It's brought down in Masechta Psachim. It's Be'etzim, a Mishnah, and Masechta Trumas. Someone is planning on saying Truma, but by mistake, he says the wrong word, and he says Meiser. Or Farkeretz, he's planning on making a Chalais Meiser, and by mistake, he says the wrong word, and he says Truma. Le'am or Klum, straight in the Mishnah. Frektaisus, why don't we say the same Klal according to the Mayor of Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Levatala? And what should be Chal is the thing that he Be'emes wanted to say. Now this Kasha is the Chayre, a Hemshech of Taisus Hakdama, how he's Masber Pshat in the Klal of Adim Yedea. But according to Rashi, that he holds that it's a Umdana that he himself was Mechaven when he said the word Erchen, he really meant the Chalais Damim. So that's only in our Gemara where Midaitai and Bekavana, he said the word Erchen, and he meant Damim. But in the case of HaMeschaven Lai Mechuma Vamra Meiser, where there he didn't purposely call Meiser Truma or Truma Meiser, it was a mistake. In such a case, we don't have the klal of our sugi b'chlal. It's only according to Taisus L'shitasei that it says that it's not his personal kavana, but rather, anytime a person says a word, he's meiser himself to the chachamim, that the chachamim should make it b'chal the way it's meant to b'chal. Then Taisus has a good kasha, that in that case also, where I'm a schavan lemer chuma v'amra meiser, although he actually made a mistake, but his das is the chachamim should make it b'chal the way it's meant to b'chal, and should b'chal truma. So this kasha is gufa mitli tali in the machlekes of Rashi and Taisus. What is Taisus' answer? Taisus says two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisus is that be'emes, it is chal what he meant to actually say. And this that the Mishnah says le'amar klum, that means to say ma'asha maitzi bi'piv is not chal. But he was mechaven le'amar truma v'amar ma'iser, ma'iser is not chal, but truma is going to be chal. And taka mitzad the klal of ein adam maitzi dvar levatala, like the Shita of Rav Meir, that the Chachamim make that it should be Chal, what's meant to be Chal. That's the first Teretz of Taisus. The second Teretz of Taisus is, V'aydi Yishleimar, Dehasam Shaini, Shemasha Omer B'Piv Eini Reitze, U'Masha Omer B'Livai Ta'a. whatever he said with his mouth, he doesn't really want that. And whatever he thought in his heart, he didn't actually say that he made a toos. What does Taisus mean to answer? So the Sheet of Kabetzis Bashem the Rosh is Masber, because over there by Meschavan Leimer Trum of Amram Meiser, it's not Piv Velibay Shavin. He didn't mean what he said, Bechlal. Therefore, it's not a Dibur Bechlal and it's not Chal Bechlal. Masha'enkein, in our case, he meant what he said. When he said Erchen, he meant to say Erchen and that a Chalei should be Chal with the word of Erchen. Just his mistake is that he thinks that Erchen could be Chal and Erchen could really not be Chal. So the Chachamim say, instead of Erchen being Chal, Damim is Chal. But because whatever he had in mind to say, he actually said, so it's Piv V'libei Shavin, as he just made a mistake about which Chalais could actually be Chal, there the Chachamim could take his Dibor and make a new Chalais out of his Dibor, instead of it actually being Chal as he said it, it's going to be Chal as it's meant to be Chal, because he's Meiser Diburai to the Chachamim. That's the Teretz of Taisus, according to the explanation of the Rosh. However, the Rashash, and also the Chuvis Dvar of Ram, Chelek Aleph, in Simen Tazayin and Ashmatis, they say a different shot in Taisus' Teretz, based on a Maridiki Yisraelistiki Chakira, how to understand the Klal of Rav Meir of Ein Adamaiti Dvar of Levatola. Al Pi Pashtos, what it means is that even though he didn't actually say the words that are being Chal, he said Erechen, and we're trying to make the Dhamim Shebi Chal, we have an ability to be Mesakin and be machnas into his words, a different chalais than is the plain pashup shot in what he said. Either according to Rashi, because that's actually what he meant. So therefore, we can be misakin, and the word erchen will actually be ki'ilu, it's a dibur of damim. Or according to Taisvis, that he always means whatever the chacham say should be chal. So weiter, we can say that his words of erchen should be emes have a din of a dibur, ki'ilu there was a dibur of damim. That's the chiddush according to Rav Meir. However, there's another possible mahalach, which the Zachrinim say, and they say that Be'emes is Dibur isn't Chal B'Chlal. The reason why a Chalais of Damim is Chal, because the Gemara says Masech the Shvuas and the Chavavim and Beis, that Hektish is Chal B'Machshove. So the Maisi had a Machshove that Damim should be Chal. So as the Machshove alone it's Chal without the Dibur. This works Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Taisvis. Lefi Rashi, his personal Machshove was that a Chalais of Damim should be Chal. So it's Chal Midim Machshove. His Dibur is thrown away, and his Machshove is Chal. And even according to Taisvis, once there's an Omdine that his Machshove is that whatever the Chachamim say should be Chal, that's what should be Chal. So he disregard his actual words of Erchen, and the Chalais of Damim is Chal, because he has a Machshove that a Chalais which the Chachamim say should be Chal, should actually be Chal. What's the Nafkamina between these two Mahalchim? So those Achrayim, the Rashash and the Dvar Avram say, the Nafkamina is whether we can use this Klal of Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Levatala for an entirely different Chalais to be Chal, something that has no Shaykhas to what he said. If the Pshat is that through the Klal of Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Levatala, we're being Machnes, a different Kavana, into his actual words, so there has to be a Shaykhas between one and the other. For example, although he said the word Erech, Damim could also be Chal, because Damim and Erechen Be'emes have an identical definition. However, if he's Amar Truma and he means Meiser, or if he says Meiser and he means Truma, Hare, Meiser and Truma are two totally separate things. Meiser is a tenth, Truma is just a small amount. Meiser is the Levi, Truma is the Kayan. Truma is Kaidish, Meiser is Chulin. It's a totally different Chalais to Gamri. There's no way to put into the word Meiser the Kavana of Truma, or to put into the word Truma the Kavana of Meiser. So according to this Mahalach Alamdis that we're putting into his actual words, it wouldn't be a kasha to shtel to this klal in the case of Mischavan Leimer Truma of Amar Meiser. Only if you say that Be'emes were disregarding the Dibur and it's being Chal B'Machshava alone, then Taisus has a good kasha. That although he said Meiser, what should be Chal is Truma, because that's what his Machshava was. So it comes out that Taisus' kasha is Gufa Mitli Tali in how to understand the Ikar Lomdus of Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Levatala. Zog in the Zachrayinim, that's Be'emes the Machlekes between the two Terutzim of Taisus. The first Terutz of Taisus that says that Enachanami, whatever he meant to say is Chal, obviously holds that the Lomdus of Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Levatala is that it's Chal B'Machshava. Whereas the second Terutz, Gufa means to answer, Masha Amr B'Fiv Ein Ereitza, U'Masha Amr B'Libay Ta, you can't put one thing into the other. There's no way to be Machnes, the word Truma into Meiser, Meiser into Truma. And Remela, nothing is Chal. Adkan Devrayim. But the chayra, what you have to be aware on them is that the mice that's before Shigemara, on the Heyam and Beis, Amar Avashi, Vuhu da Amar Alai, Aval Amar Harezu Loi. If a person is Makdish, an animal of his friend. So if he says Harei Alai, it's possible to say that he doesn't mean to be Makdish, the actual animal, and he means to be Chayiv in the Damim. But if he says Harezu Zok Ravashi, then nothing is Chal, even according to Rav Meir. And the pshat in that is, because there's no way to put into the words Harezu, that it should be a Chiyav on him, a love, a Chiyav of Damim. Because there's no way to put it into those words, that even the klal of Rav Meir of Ein Adamaitzi Dvar Levatola does not apply. So Hare, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that we can't put an entirely different Kavana into these words, if there's no Shakas one to the other. So Imkain, it's impossible to say L'chaira, like these Achrayim want to say, that even if you can't put it in the words at all, it's Chal Midin Makshove. Hare, it's a Mefurish Gemara, not like that, and Tzorech Ian, how they have such a pshat in Taisvis. If we're going to ask him, Cain, Taisus is Shver. How can Taisus say that the klal should apply by Amar Truma of Amar Meiser, or Mischavin like Ramaiser of Amar Truma, Hare, that should be Daimit or of Ashi's Mamra, that if you say Harezu, you can't put inside that a Chiv Alav of Damim. One thing has no Shaykhs to the other. So the Rashash himself says that he found a Makar in the Medrash Rabbah that the Chalais of Truma is sometimes called Meiser. So it could be it's possible that these words are Mischalif, and the word Meiser could sometimes have a kavana of Truma. But the emes is, I heard from a chavrusa, a goyner of Menachem Katz, the mechaber of the sefer, Yad Rafala Masechta Yuma, and Tuv Tam Masechta Krisis, and more svarim b'ksavim, that he said a pashat to Mahalach, because the emes is a mefurish a pasuk in Parshas Kairach, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Chav Dalet, ki es masar b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu l'ashem Truma, nosati l'alaviyim nachla. So you see Mefurish in the Pasuk that Meiser can be called Truma. That's much more understandable than this that the Rashash brings from the Medrash Rabbah, that Truma is called Meiser. Because the definition of Truma in the literal Taich just means that it's Mufrash. And here we see that the Torah calls Meiser to be a Truma, to be Mufrash. And Ayin Shom over there in Rashi that brings from the Sefri, another reason why Meiser can be called Truma, because within the Meiser, there's a din of Truma's Meiser. And therefore, the entire Meiser can be Nikra al-Shem Truma. Al-Kapanim, it's a Mefurish Apasik that we can call Meiser b'Shem Truma. So in Cain, it's possible to say that the Ikra question of Taisvis is not from the case of Mischav al-Aimer Truma of Amr Meiser, but rather from the case of Meiser of Amr Truma, which is the end of the member that Taisvis brings. Because in that case, Zikr, it should be possible to put the Kavana of Meiser into the word of Truma, and the Din of Aina the Meitzi Deval Vatala should apply. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah says, Ayvid kechavim, Rav Meir oimer nerach avaloi marich, Rav Yehuda oimer marich avaloi nerach. And the Gemara is masber that their machlekes surrounds how to darshan two opposing drushes. Mitzad echad it says ish, which is the rabbis Ayvid kechavim. Mitzad sheni it says b'nei Yisrael, which is coming to be mamayit Ayvid kechavim. And Rav Meir says, we're marbe that they can be nerach, and we're mamayit that they can't be marich. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite, that we're marbe that they can be marich, and we're mamayit that they can't be nerach. The Mishnah says in the Sefer, v'zeh v'zeh moedim, shenoidrin v'nidrin, meaning the machlekes is only in regards to erchin, but in regards to nedarim, even Rav Meir agrees that a goy could be neider, and he could say, demei alai. Now the chayr, we have to understand, what nafkamina is there, if a guy is marich and if he's neder, is he actually mechuyev to be mekayim his neder of erchin or his neder of damim alai? The chayre, it's not one of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach that he should have to be mekayim the neder. So even if the neder is chal, what nafkamina is there? So the emes is, there's a gemara mesecht denazir, daf samach bezim at aleph, which darshins from the pasuk and parshas emar, ish ish, in regards to nedarim and adavis, of Karbonis, and it says over there that Ish is coming to be Marbe, that Ayvi Kechavim is Neider Nedarim Unedavais Ki Yisrael. So there too we have the question. Bishlam in regards to Nedavais, Nedavais means he said Harezeh, so the Nafkamina that a guy could say Harezeh is that it's Chal Kedushin in the actual carbon. But a Neder means that the guy said Harei Alai. L'chayr, there too we can ask the question, what Nafkamina is there? Is a guy actually Mechuyev to bring the carbon that he said a ray of light to do? So Taisvis, in the sugya over there, It's actually printed on the bottom of Samach Aleph on the base. He says, Mefurish, that a guy is not Bechlal Bal Yachel. Be'emes, there's no avera for a guy to be over his neder. And hu adin, there's no mitzvah saseh of mitzvah sasecha tishmar. This is not Mefurish and Taisvis, but kach is Mavur from the context of his words. So in Cain, we see Mefurish, that even if a guy makes a neder, he's not Mechuyiv to keep it. So we're back to the question on that sugya, and also in our Mishnah, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda by Erechin, and the Kuli Amla by Nedarim, what nafkamina is there from the fact that the neder is actually chal if the guy is not Mechuyiv to keep it? So the Mishnah Lamelech and Ilchus Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, he says that nafkamina is if afterwards he's mafrish if the afrasha is chal. For example, in regards to Erechin, he says Erech Pleini Alai, and then he's mafrish money towards that Erechin. So the chiddush of the pasuk is that the neder Erechin initially chal, and therefore afterwards when he's mafrish the money, the kedusha is chal on the money. But if Lu Yitzura, the Iker neder of Erechin, wasn't chal, so then if afterwards he's mafrish money towards the nidre Erechin, the kedusha is not chal b'chlal. But who had in the gabi nedarim of Dmei Alai, and who had in the gabi a neder in the sugya in Nazud of Samach Beis, when he says Harei Alai carbon? The nafkamina is going to be if afterwards he's mafrish to carbon. If the neder was never originally chal, so when he's mafrish, tafrasha is garnished. Now, lamaisa, we have to speak out the Avni Meluim in Siman Aleph, Sivkatan Beis, all the way at the end of the Sivkatan. He asks the kasha on the Mishnah Lamelech, L'chayr, if you're mafrish to chefze afterwards, even if the original neder on the gavra was never chal, but the afrasha mitzan atzme should be chal. For example, in the case of a carbon, even though the Harei Alai was never chal, but afterwards when he's mafresh the actual carbon, the hafrasha should be like a Harei Zeh, as I frek the Avni Meluim. But be'emes, it's hard to understand what's bothering the Avni Meluim, because the nusach of hafrasha and the nusach of hektish of Harei Zeh is about a very different. Harei Zeh means that he's being mechadish a new kedusha, whereas if he's mafresh for the Harei Alai, that means he's specifically being mafresh that this carbon should be the carbon of that nether. And if the original nether of Harei Alai was never chal, so it's understandable that the afrasha should not be chal either. But who had in the gabi arasuge in regards to erchin and damim, if the original neder on the gavra was never chal, so the afrasha which is being mafrish mufurish betiris ekiyim of that neder which is chal on the gavra should never be chal, which is why it's important for the tire to be marbe that when a guy says a neder of erchin or damim alai or harei alai by a carbon, that the initial nether is chal, so that afterwards afrasha should also be chal. And as I state over there also, in the Milu'e Chaisim, from Bichil Michal, Jemetrovsky, Shlita, that L'chayr, this is the pshat in the Mishnah Lamelech. So Hayyaitze, we have a Mefurish HaTaisvis in Masech Tenazot of Samach Aleph on Mebeis, that Be'emes HaGay is not Mechuyiv to be Mekayim his nether. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Lamelech is Masber, that it's important for us to learn out from a pasuk that the nether on the Gavra is chal, so that afterwards afrasha should be chal. But the Mishnah Lamelech over there asks Akasha that L'chayr, Taisvis is Saiser himself, because the Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis is Mashma, not like what he says in Nazir. Because over there, the Gemara says that a Mechusar Aver is Asr for a Benayach. A Benayach brings a carbon, even though there's no din of Mum, but a Mechusar Aver cannot be brought by a Benayach. Frek Taisvis over there, L'chayr, how can the Gemara say that it's Asr? Asr sounds like it's an Isser. It's like one of the Shavim Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. And there should be a Chi of Misa if he actually brings a Mechusar Aver. And that's something which we never found. So Taisus answers that if there's no Isser to bring a Mechusar Aver, it just means that if he brings a carbon that's Mechusar Aver, we're going to tell him, Kum v'have carbon shalim. Go bring a carbon shalim. V'kum v'asei like a Chashiv. And anything that's a Kum v'asei is not counted in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. This klal of Kum v'asei like a Chashiv is Be'emes found in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, Ayin Shem, comes out from there a big klal that the halacha of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, that it's Chayiv Misa, is only in regards to Isurim and not in regards to Kum v'aseis. So therefore we can find other Kum v'aseis which are not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, which Goyim are actually Mechuyevin. Hayyaitze found that Taisis, that it's Mashma, that if a guy makes a nether to bring a carbon, if he brings one that's Mechusar Aver, he's Mechuyev to bring another carbon. Tainit the Mishnah Lamelech, and Ke'enza state also over there in the Gilyan Ashas of Rabbi Kiveger and Avayda Zara Dafei Mabez, that L'chayre, Lefi what's Mavur in Taisus in Nazir Daf Samach Aleph Mabez, that even if a guy is not mekayim his neder b'chalal, he's not over anything. There's no layachal devarei, and there's no mitzvah sechot tishmar. So why is it that we're mechayiv him to bring a carbon shalem? It shouldn't be gara than if he didn't bring the carbon at all. So lechayre it's mavur from this taisvis that be'emes there is a chiyuv on a guy to be mekayim his neder. But we have to understand what's the makar to this chiyuv. So we're going to mention two tirutim, one from the Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler, Masechta Vedazar Simen Beis, and another one from the Avnei Meluim, the same place that we mentioned before, in Simen Aleph Sifkaten Beis. The Mahalach of the Kehilas Yaakov is simply that even though Taisus does say in Masechta Nazir that a guy is not Nizar on the Yachal Devarei, and the Chayetz Mavur from the context of his words that he's not Chayiv Mitzvah Sasechot Tishmar, Taisus over there is specifically talking about other Nedarim, not the Nedarim of bringing a carbon. However, in regard to the Nedar of bringing a carbon, once we're Marbe, like the Gemara over there in Nazir, that Samach Bezim and Aleph brings from the Pasuk of Ish, the Rabbis, that a guy is Neder Nedarim and a Davis Ki Yisrael, that comes to tell us that in regards to Nidre carbon, there is a Chiyuv for a guy to be Makayim, his Nedar. And even though that's not included in any of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neich, but already the klal is, like we mentioned from Taisus, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tes, that we can find chiyuvim of kumva asei on a guy which are not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Neich. So this is one of them, the chiyuv to be makayim nidrei karbanas. So Hayotze from the Mahalach of the Kehilas Yaakov, that stam nedarim a guy is avada not chayiv to be makayim, but the nedarim of nidrei karbanas which are nesraba from ish, that a guy is mechayiv to be makayim. And this stims in the Lashon of Taisus over there in Nazir Samach Aleph Amud Beis. But getting back to our sugya, in regards to the Nadarim of Erechin and the Nadarim of Damim Alai, there's no riboy to be marbe that a guy is actually chayiv. So the chayiv we're going to come out that a vada guy is not chayiv to be makayim those Nadarim, and we're going to have to still resort to the teretz of the Mishnah Lamelech to say that even though he's not actually chayiv to be makayim it, the nafkamina is the gabi if afterwards he's mafresh. The second Taretz to be Miyash of the Stirus of Taisus is in Avnei Meluim. And he says that even though it's true that a guy doesn't have a mitzvah of Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar and a lav of Leachal Devarai, nevertheless, his Amira creates a Chayv and a Shiba Nechasim towards being Mekayim his Neder. And therefore, for example, in regards to a Re'elaya carbon, there's no mitzvah for the guy to be Mekayim it, but his Nechasim are Meshubid that the carbon should be brought from his Nechasim. And so too, when a guy says a neder of Erechen, the Fishitas Rabbi Yehuda, or a neder of Damim Alai, Lukuli Alma, even though there's no mitzvah of Mitzvah Sasecha Tishmar, or a lav of Bal Yachal for a guy to actually be Makayim it, but his Nechasim are Meshubit, and will be Goyvit from his Nechasim to be Makayim these in the Dar. Now the stipler over there in Avodah Zarah Siman Beis is Ma'irer, that how can it be that there's no mitzvah to be Makayim the neder, and nevertheless, there's a Chayv Mamein to be Makayim the neder? Is there a chayv moment to be makayim something that he has no mitzvah b'chlal to do? But avad the pshat l'chayre is, and could be this is the kavana of the teretz of the Kehilas Yaakov, that even when we say that a guy doesn't actually have a chiyuv to be makayim the neder because he doesn't have the mitzvah, that doesn't mean that the cheftz of the neder is not chal. The cheftz of the neder is avad chal, and that's makayiv. Even though the neder is there, and that's makayiv him, he has no chiyuv b'fayal to be makayim what the neder is makayiv him. But that's enough to create a chayves mamain, because the chayves mamain is generated by the etzem chalois of the neder, and therefore we're going to be goyva from him, for him to be makayim his neder of harei alai by carbon and by erchan according to Yehuda and by damim alai. Ad kan this nakuda. So I would say in summary, we had a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda by erchan and lekuli alma by nedarim of damim alai. Is a guy actually mechuyiv to be makayim or not? So we came out with two possibilities. Lefi the Mishnah Lamelech, the pshat is that even though he's actually not mechuyiv to be makayim it, but the nafkamina is that it's chal, so that afterwards, if he's mafresh towards it, the afresh is going to be chal. And the second mahalach is the mahalach of the Avnei Meluim, that even though he's not actually to be makayim the cheftz of the neder, but the actual neder is chal, and memeila, that generates a chayv mamain to be makayim the neder. Add kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down that the Pshat and Rav Meir, why Akum is Nerach and not Ma'arich, because he learns from the psukim of Bnei Yisrael and Ish, there's a ribuy and a miyut, like we mentioned before, that the ribuy of Ish is coming to be maribur, that is nerach, and the miyut of Bnei Yisrael is coming to be mamayit, that is not marach. Later in the Gemara brings down from Rava, Hilchasei Mistaber, the Svari is like Rav Meir's din, but there's a different makar. The makar is from a pasuk in Ezra that says, Loi lochem velonu livnai beis Hashem. So we see from there that it's not desirable for us to accept donations from Goyim, which is why Rav Meir's din is Mistaber, that a Goy cannot be Marach. According to this Mahalach, that means that the neder is not Chal Bechlal. Loi lochem velonu is being megalal to us, that the Nidre Erechon of a Goy will not have any chalais whatsoever. The Gemara afterwards asks Akasha, what does a Yehuda do with this pasuk of Lei Lechem Velanu? First, the Gemara answers, Amar Av Chista, Amar Avimi, Ve'erkoi Nignas, which means to say that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that this pasuk doesn't teach us that the neder is not Chal Bechlal. The neder is of Adar Chal, and the Goy brings it, but it's going to be Kadosh, but it's going to be Nignas, we won't actually use it for the Bedek Abayas. The Gemara asks on Rav Chista's Mahalach that Harayim came, there shouldn't be Me'ila, because it should be Daime to Chatois HaMeisois, and Mois HaHochas Liyam HaMelech, that being that it's Hailech Le'ibud, the halacha is that there's no Me'ila. And nevertheless, the Braisa says that Kotche Bedek Abayas of a Goy is Yamayelin Behem. Therefore, the Gemara brings a final Teretz, Ela Amar Rava Mishum Rifyan Yadayim, that this Pasuk of Nechemya doesn't really mean not that the neder is not chal and not that the money has to be nignas, but rather we'd rather not accept it from the goyim because of a svara of rifya and yadayim. If they're going to be mixed into the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, eventually they're going to use that against us and slow us down and be menei us from building it. Now we have to understand the maskana of Rava. Where does that leave us in regards to the shita of Rav Meir, where Rava says originally Mistabre Hilchasa Dramer, because Leilachem Velanu. Do we remain with that or not? So we find in regards to this three Mahalchim in the Rishayim. The first Mahalach is the first Mahalach of Taisus Divya Maschal Ella. He says that Lechaira Avada, what Rav says to begin with that the Pshat and Rav Meir is because of this Pasuk, remains. And this Pasuk Be'emes teaches us that if a Goy makes a Neder of Erchin, or for that matter, any neder of bringing money to Bedek Abayis, that the neder is not chal b'chlal. I am Cain, the Bryce that it says that Kod She'akam of Bedek Abayis, Ma'ilin Behem, who does that stem with? And Echanami doesn't stem with Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, Leila Chemvalonu teaches us that a Goy b'chlal can make a neder of Kod She'Bedek Abayis. And that Bryce is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda, which holds, like the Maskana of Rava, that it's Misham Rifni Yadayim and there's no such din. And this that the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, v'zeh v'zeh maidim shenoidrim, l'chayr we're going to have to be matchik, that it doesn't mean a neder to Bedek Abayis, it means a neder of kotche mizbeach. So the first mahalach b'kitzur of Taisus is that Rava remains with this klal of l'lechem v'lon according to Rav Meir, and it ends up being a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda whether or not a goy can make a neder to Bedek Abayis at all. That includes Erechon as well, but Vamis also includes all the Dharma of Bedek Abayis, Lefir Meir it's not Chal, and Lefir Yehuda it is Chal. The second Mahalach of Taisvis, over there, he says, Shema Taiv Lefarish, that once Rava says, that according to Yehuda, it's Onim Shem Rifin Yadayim, now Rava is Chayzer, and is Tam of Remeir. And it comes out that nobody holds that there's a Pasuk of Leila Chemvalanu to teach us that the Nadarim to Bedek Abayis of a guy are not Chal. According to Rav Meir, his time is like the Gemara brings from the Miyot of Bnei Yisrael. And according to Yehuda, Itake Yitzchal. So according to this, when it says in the Mishnah, Zev Zeh, Maidim Shenoidrin, that means to say, even Nidarim of Kotche Bedek Abayis, even according to Rav Meir. And when it says in the Braise, that Kotche Akam Bedek Abayis is Ma'ilin Behem, that Shtims L'Kuliyama, Ben L'Fir of Yehuda, Ben L'Fir of Meir. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is from the Shita Mekubetzes, on the side of the Gemara, and in some prints it's in the back. He says that Be'emes, the Pasuk of Leilachem Velanu, which Rav says makes that it's Mestaber Hilchasa D'Rameir, doesn't mean that we're actually learning it from the Pasuk that the Erechon of a Goy is not Chal. But it means that that Pasuk is a Dimyayin Ba'alma, and it teaches us how to be Machriya, how to be Dairish. Because Harei, we don't know if Bnei Yisrael is coming to be Mamayit that they're not Mayrech, and Ish is coming to be Mamarba that they're Nerech like Rameir, or maybe Farkert like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bnei Yisrael is coming to be Mamayit that they're not Nerech, and Ish is coming to be Mamarba that they are Mayrech. Rava is saying that we use the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu, so we see a precedent to the Musik that it's undesirable to accept Matanes, donations from the Goyim. That teaches us that the proper way to darshan the psukim is to be mamayit from Bnei Yisrael that they're not marach. That's the third mahalach. Now, the Rambam in Hilchas Erechim V'Charamim, Perek Aleph, Halach Vav, he paskins like Rav Meir that a guy is nerach and it's not marach. Frek the Ravid, L'chayr it's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and the klal all over Shas is Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Halachak Rav Yehuda. So why does the Rambam over here paskin like Rav Meir? And for the Ravid, maybe pshat in the Rambam is because Rava says Hilchasad the Rav Meir is mistaber. So because Rava says that, therefore the Rambam holds that this is an exception to the rule and we paskin like Rav Meir. But the Ravid is not happy with that because we're not matche the halacha psuka in Shas that Rav Meir Rav Yehuda halacha Rav Yehuda because of a svara of mistaber Hilchasad the Rav Meir. The Rambam himself, however, it seems he holds that that is a reason to paskin like Rav Meir. Now, l'chayre, from this Rambam, we see that in regards to what pshat in Rav Meir is the maskanas haGemara, that he learns like the Shita Mekubetzes as Mahalach, and not like the first two Mahalachim, the two Mahalachim of Taisvis. Because according to the first Mahalach of Taisvis, Be'emes Rava, who says that the Makar of Rav Meir is because Leilachem V'lanu, he holds that a guy can't be Makdash any Kachi Betekabayas. And the Rambam, in Kama Makaymas is Mavur, that he holds a guy could be Makadash Kachi Betekabayas. One of them is in Hilchos Me'ila Perakei Halacha Tezvav, where he brings down the Brice in our Gemara, that Kacha Betek Abayis of a guy is Ma'ilin Behem. So he obviously cannot hold like that Mahalach that Rav Meir is basing his din on this Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu to say that a guy does not have Kacha Betek Abayis Bechlal. The second Mahalach of Taisvis, that Rav is Chayzer L'maisa, and he says that the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu is not the Makar to Rav Meir whatsoever, that also can't shim with the Rambam. Because Harei, the only reason why the Rambam paskins like Shitas Rav Meir versus Rav Yehuda is because over here we have the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu. If Rava himself is chayzer from that, and he says that that's only Misham Rifin Yadayim, then we're without a reason why the Rambam Bechlal would paskin like Shitas Rav Meir. So L'chayre Behechreach, the Rambam must hold like the Mahalach of the Shita Mekubetzes. That Behemes, Rava remains with his Svara of the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu. Nevertheless, he does not learn from this pasuk that a guy can't bechlal be makdish kadosh betek abayis. But rather, he just uses this to show us that there's a precedent to this musig that it's not desirable to be makabel donations from goyim, and therefore the pasuk specifically in regards to Erchan that says Bnei Yisrael will be darshened that a guy is not mayrach, and not like Rabbi Yehuda that a guy is not nerach. So this stems beautifully with Shitas HaRambam, Aleph, that he has a reason to paskin like Rameir, because of the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu, but Beis, that that Pasuk only tells us that there's no Chalais Erechan of a guy, but Avada Stam Kachi Bede Kabayis there is of a guy. Ad Kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. Now we mentioned that Rav Chista says an answer, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu is teaching us that even though a guy could be Marech, nevertheless we don't actually use it for Bede Kabayis, but instead it's Nignaz. And the Gemara was doich of this, because if so, it should be like Chatayis HaMesois, which is Ein Ma'ilin Behem. And I read the Braisa says, the Kachi Bet HaKabayis of a Goy is Yet Ma'ilin Behem. Now what's interesting is that the Rambam paskins like Rav Meir, like we said, that a Goy is not Marech. But nevertheless, I read the Mishnah says, that a Goy could be Neider, and he could say, Damim Olai. And in regards to that, the Rambam still paskins that even though the Neder is chal to be given to Bet HaKabayis, but there's a din of Yiganes because of the pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu, Livnais Beis Hashem. V'zeh L'shein HaRambam, and it's in Hilchas, Erechem V'charamim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Goy Sha'amar Domai Elai, Oidmei Pleini Elai, Noisen Kifi Nidroi, he has to give the amount that he was neder, Ve'einai Noifal L'lishka, but it doesn't go into the Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, Shein mekablim min agoyim nedavar ay neder lechazek bedek habayas ay bedek Yerushalayim. Sheneemar leilachem v'lonu livnei beis Hashem. And the Rambam continues after that in Halacha Yud Beis. Uma yasaben. So what do we do this with this money? Yibadek Hagoy Aldas Mi Nader. We check Aldas Mi, what did he have in mind when he made the Nether? Im Nader Aldas Yisrael, if his Nether was whatever the Yidin want to do with it, Yetziuhu Bezdin Mamashirolem Chutz Mi Bedek Abayis Ubedek Yerushalayim, they'll use it for something else and not for Bedek Abayis or even Bedek Yerushalayim. Vim Omar L'Shamayim Nadarti, but if he says L'Shamayim Nadarti, so we cannot use it for something else, Yigonzu, we have to be Gainazit. So L'Chayra, what's very shver in the Rambam, is first of all, what's his Makar B'chlal to Paskan like Rav Chista? Hare, the Gemara comes out, not like that, and Elo Amar Rava, that either we say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only Misham Rifin Yadayim, and there's no use for this Pasuk B'chlal, or we say like Rav Meir, and like we said before, B'Shem Nashit Mekovetzes, they use this Pasuk to be Machriya, how to darshan the drasha of Bnei Yisrael, that it's coming to be mamayit, that a guy can't be marach. But we don't remain with the mahalach to say that Leilachem V'lono tells us that we have to be gaynes. That's the first question, is how does the Rambam stem with the Gemara? Void, what's shver on the Rambam is gufa the Gemara's kasha. If it's true that it's nignaz, so it should be like chatayis shem hameisois, which halacha is, ein ma'ilin bem. And already the Rambam himself paskins in Hilchas Me'ila, Parakei halacha tesvav, that when a guy makes a neder to Bedek Abayis, it is Ma'ilin Bam. But Aray, over here you see that we're not Makabal and we're Gainazit. So why is it Ma'ilin Bam? So to answer these two questions, the Biskarov in Chidushe Agriz on Erechen Davhei, he answers a Mori de Gevart. And he says that Be'emes, we have to understand the Iker Tushchal of the Gemara to the case of Chatayis HaMeisais. Because the Chayra, by Chatayis HaMeisais and Mois HaHochas L'Yam HaMelech, there's a chasarn in the actual chevtze of the carbon. The kedusha is of such that it can't be nikrav. And therefore, the halacha is that the kedushin is weakened and it's ein ma'ilin bam. But in the case of our Gemara of Gaines, because of the halacha of Leilachem V'lanu, there's no chasarn in the chevtze. It's not that the chevtze is ein roi to be used for Bedek Abayis, that we should say that there's a chasarn in the kedusha. But rather, it's a din on us that we shouldn't use it because of the pasuk of Leilachem V'lanu live in his Beis Hashem. So Im Kain, why should that create that there's a chasarn in the Kedusha that it's ain Ma'ilin Bam? Avad it should be Ma'ilin Bam even though it's Nignaz. So the Gemara's Tushal is Shver. Zogt v'skarav that Be'achreach the Gemara holds that once there's a din on the Gavra of Leilachem V'lanu live in his Beis Hashem that we shouldn't use it for Bedek Abayis, Mimela in the Iker Kedusha, when a guy is makdish lebedek abayis, because it's kodshei akum, it's not chal a full kedusha on the chefza, because it's not usable for bedek abayis, and there's a chasarn in the kedusha, which is why the Gemara holds that it is a good sushtel to chatayis hameisois, and it's going to be ein ma'ilin ben. That must be pshat in the Gemara's havamina. So at the Biskarav, im kain, that's all the havamina. But the maskana of Rava that he says, mishum rifi nedayim, the Svara of Rava could be as follows. The Be'emes Rava also agrees that because of this din of Rifi Nedayim, that we have a halacha not to use what they give us, because that's going to create a Rifi Nedayim. The only thing that changed from the Teretz of Rav Chista that says Yiganes to the Teretz of Rava that says Misham Rifi Nedayim is only that it's not a din on the Chefza, it's just a din on us not to use a Misham Rifi Nedayim. According to Rav Chista, it's Yiganes, it's a din on the Chefza. It has to be Nignaz, and the Iker Kedusha has a chasarn because Kodshei Akum have a din in them that they're not usable. And Memela, this Kedusha has a chasarn, and the Gemara says it's Ein Ma'ilin Bam. But according to Rava, also we don't use it. But the fact that we don't use it is our personal din not to use it. Mishum Rifin Adayim because of the bad repercussions that could come out of it. But then there's no chasarn in the Chefza, and therefore, even though we're not going to use it, it's not going to have a halacha of Ein Ma'ilin Bam. That's the pshat and nifla of the Biskarov in the Bira Machlekes, Rav Chista and Rava. Memeil zok the Biskarov, that's pshat on the Rambam. Avada the Rambam is paskening like Rava. When he says the word Yiganzu, he doesn't mean Rav Chista's Yiganzu, he means Rava's din of Leilachem V'lanu, that we don't actually use it. But being that the maskana of Rava is just a din on us not to use it, but there's no chasarn in the Kedusha, Avada it's Ma'ilin Bam, which is why the Rambam also paskens in Nuchas Me'ilah, Parakei Elochot Esvav, the kasha by the kabayis, we are going to be ma'il on them. Ma'il to kamahalach from the briskarov. But lemaisa, there's still something shver on the Rambam, and that's because there's another Rambam in Hilchas Matnei Saniyim, Parakhes Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, v'zeh l'shaynei, goy she'es nadev lebedek abayis, Ein mekablim mimenu techila. We don't initially take from him. V'im lakhu mimenu, but if we did take from him, ein machzirin loy. We don't give it back. Now the Lecha Mishnah over here in Hilchos Erechim v'Charam in Perakei Halacha Vav, he says that it's mashma from the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim to chilukim, which he doesn't say by us in Hilchos Erechim v'Charam. First of all, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim he says that initially ein mekabel mimenu, we don't take it at all. Whereas by us in Hilchos Erechim v'Charam he doesn't say we don't take it; he just says we take it, and we see if he was nader al das Yisrael, we use it for other things. And if he's not al das shemayim, so it's yigantu. But by us, he doesn't say bechlal that the first thing is not to take it. Only in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim does he say so. The second chiluk is that the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim says v'im lachu mimenu ein machzirin lai. The stamos of the lashon ein machzirin lai sounds like we actually use it for bedek abayis. He doesn't say that it's nignas. From the fact that he doesn't say it has to be nignas, he just says we don't give it back. It's mashma that has the regular din of bedek abayis, and it's used for the bedek abayis. That's not like what he says in Hilchos Erechim v'Charamim, that if he says L'shamayim Nadarti, that it's Nignas. So what's shot in these two differences? Zokta Lecha Mishnah Amari Dikachilik. He says we have to be machalik between a case where Akam is Neider Stam, he says Dome Elai, or Dmei Pleni Elai, and he doesn't say Mefurish that it should be Bedek Abayis, versus a case where he says Mefurish that this thing should be given to Bedek Abayis. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim is talking about a case where he says Mefurish it should be given to Bedek Abayis. Therefore, we don't ask him if he meant Aldas Yisrael, Aldas Shemayim, because we know what he wants it to be. He wants it to be the Bedek Abayis. And therefore, there's a halacha that initially we don't take it from him Bechlal. And if we do take it from him, the halacha is that it's not going to be Nignas, because being that he said Mefurish to Bedek Abayis, it cannot be Nignas. However, by us, in Hilchos Erechim v'Charamim, we're talking about where he says Domei Elai, it may plenty Elai. He doesn't say Mefurish that it's going to Bedek Abayis. Therefore, the first choice is to ask him, maybe he did it Aldas Yisrael so we can use it for something else. And if he says that it was L'Shamayim, being that even though his Kavana was L'Shamayim, he didn't say Mefurish that it should be for Bedek Abayis, the halacha is that it's going to be Nignas. And the fee this, Lecha Mishnah is Miyashiv, the first questions that we asked, that even though the Rambam paskins it's Nignas, Harei and Hilchos Me'ila, he paskins that it's Ma'ilim Ba'an. The answer is, because in Hilchos Me'ila, he's talking about where he says Mefurish, that he's giving it to Bedek Abayis. Where there the halacha is Be'amis, that it's not Nignas, being that he said Mefurish to Bedek Abayis, Ein Machzirin Lai, and we use it. If it's not Nignas and we use it, the halacha is Ma'ilim Ba'an. But avad in a case where he just says, Domei Elai, or Dmei Pleni Elai, like in the case of Hilchos Erechim v'Charamim, where there the halacha is that it is Nignas, there the Rambam would agree that it's like Chatois HaMesois, and it's going to be Ein Ma'ilim Ba'an. Ad kan the shtickle of the Lecha Mishnah. Now we have to understand the Ikar Musik that the Lecha Mishnah says that if he says Mefurish that it's Bedek Abayis, he can't be Nignas, Tzarech Bir, why not? If there's a pasuk of Leilachem Velanu, which tells us that we do not use a donation from a guy for the Bedek Abayis, even if he says Mefurish Bedek Abayis, that just means that it's Chalak Kedushas Bedek Abayis in the Chevtza. But the fact that there's a din on us not to use it, L'chayri is unaffected. We still have a din not to use it because of Leilacham V'lanu. Why does the Lecha Mishnah explain the Rambam as telling us that if he says Mefurish that's a Bedek Abayis, we cannot be Nignas? What's the pshat on that? So L'chayri in this Lecha Mishnah we see a Mari Dekativkeit that he understands the din of Yiganes and Ein Ma'il Bem differently than the Brisker Rav. According to the Brisker Rav said two levels. Either it's just a din on the Gavra not to use the money that the guy donates, or it's even chal in the chetz of the kedusha, a chasar in the kedusha, kotche akum as a din that it's not usable, and therefore the halacha is going to be that it's yiganes and ein ma'ilim ben. But that din also, according to the Brisker Rav, begins with the fact that there's a din on us not to use it. Once there's a din on us not to use it, so it's not usable hektish. That's why in the ikar chaleis kedusha of a guy there's going to be a chasar in the kedusha. However, from the Lecha Mishnah it's mavur that be'emes there's no isra on us to use money of a guy for Bedek Abayis. If need be, we can use money of a guy for Bedek Abayis. But the mahalak is as follows. Because be'emes we have to understand why even when a yid says Erchi Elai or Domei Elai, why does it go dafka for Bedek Abayis? That's because, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Erechim v'Charamim Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, and his makar is be'emes from a gemara in Masechta Erchin Daf Chavdal, Lidam and Aleph. V'ha'erchin kulam v'adamim, Hakoil Stamon Lebedek Abayas. The Yiblu Hakoil Lelishka Shaya Bemikdash Muchenes Lekoche Bedek Abayas. This is a din, which the Gemara learns from a Pasik, that Stam Domim and Stam Erchen goes Lebedek Abayas. Now, this halacha that Stam Momen goes to Bedek Abayas, that's only by a Yid. But because by a Goy, the Pasik is Megal to us that there's a Svara of Loy Lechem Velonu Livnei Space Hashem, we don't have the stamus telling us that it goes to Bedek Abayas. So where does it go? So that, the Rambam says, it depends on his kavana. If his kavana was Aldas Yisrael, then it goes for Stam Tzrachim, not for Bedek Abayas, and not even for Bedek Yerushalayim. And even if his kavana was L'Shamayim, it's not going to have a full-fledged Chalais Kedushas Bedek Abayas, but rather it will have a weaker Kedusha, which the din is that it's Kadosh, and we can't be Nana from it, but it's going to be Yiganes. It's not going to go to the Bedek Abayas. The Kedusha of something that's Yiganes is not a full-fledged Kedusha's Bedek Abayas. And that's fine, because a guy doesn't have the din of Stam Erchen and Stam Damim that it goes to Bedek Abayas because of the Pasuk of Leil Lechem V'lanu, Livnei Space Hashem. Kol Zeh is if he's Neider Stam. But if he says Mefurish, that he's giving it to Bedek Abayas, then we don't have to come on to the din of Stam. There he said Mefurish, the Iker Neder was that it should have Echalais Kedusha's Bedek Abayas. So there's no choice. Avada, full-fledged Kedusha of Bedek Abayas is going to be Chal, not a weaker Kedusha of Yiganes. And Ein Machzir, like, we won't give it back to him, and we will be Amos use it for Bedek Abayas. Because there is no Isser of Leil Lechem V'lanu to use it for Bedek Abayas. It's just a Svara that Bistama, we don't use it for that. But in a case where he says Mefurish, we will use it for that. And where he does say Mefurish, and it's a full Kedusha, it's Bedek Abayas, it's Chal, the Loch is that it's going to be Moilin Bam. And where he says just a stamos, and the halacha is that it's chale kedusha of yiganes, which is a weaker kedusha, and a chanami, the halacha is going to be like the Lech Mishnah says, like the Gemara says, that in such a kedusha it's ein ma'ilan bam. Ad kan this inyan. Ayaytze in summary that the Rambam says that a guy who's neider damim, the halacha is that it's yiganes. So we had a kasha. The Gemara says Imkain, that it's Ein Ma'ilin Bem, and the Rambam Paskins that Bedek Abayas of Goyit is Ma'ilin Bem. So we had two Mahalchim. The Mahalch of the Brisk Rav is that this Din Yuganes of the Rambam is not Rav Chista's Din Yuganes, which is Chal on the Chefza, it's just a Din on the Gavra. And the second Mahalch was the Mahalch of Lecha Mishneh, which he learns from the other Rambam and Hilchas Manas Ani and Perakas Alacha Ches, that it depends if he did a Neder Stam or a Bedek Abayas Mefurish. If he does Mefurish Bedek Abayas, then it's given to Bedek Abayas, and it's chal a full-fledged Kedusha, and if it's neder stam, then it's not chal a full-fledged Kedusha, it's only a Kedusha of Yiganes, and erech hanami the halacha will be that ein ma'ilan bam. Ad kan this ma'aritika inyan, and ad kan this shir for erechin daf hey.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.